This week, you lost a colleague, a very special friend, and as our friend Dan Ferriter, the Chancellor at the University of Arkansas, said, Dale Bumpers was someone who gave politics a good name. Would you talk about your friendship and work with Dale Bumpers?
You know, this is awful. I get very emotional about this. In fact, Dale used to tell me, he says, David, you'd break out crying if we dedicated a new washateria sometime. But I get very emotional. I try to get by it. I've got a little role to play in the ceremony on Sunday afternoon. I'm just hoping I don't make a fool out of myself. But at any rate, he was not only my friend, he was our friend. He made Arkansas proud. And Dale probably was one of the most unique political figures that I've ever known anywhere in this state. We had a relationship and a camaraderie and a friendship, and it was bound by common interests, yes, but just because we liked each other, I guess. I'm flattering myself saying he liked me, but I think he did. And he was a special person and a very, very special, warm friend. I loved his confidence. I loved his humor. I loved the things that he stood for. When I say I loved his confidence, he did have a confidence that none of the rest of us seemed to, let's say, exemplify. I'll never forget the great oration he made right after he had left the Senate in the impeachment trial of President Clinton. I called him that night. I told this story many times. I used to tell it around him. But I called him and I said, Dale, that may have been the greatest speech ever given in the United States Senate. He said, I'm inclined to agree with you. And, you know, he was just that way, and that was Dale. And I used to tell the old story about us going to IHOP, Skip, one morning after that speech, and the news people from all over the world were after him to do interviews in London and all over the place, you know, and wanting him to come and speak to this big convention and that convention and whatever, and he turned 99% of that away and turned it down. But we were at IHOP one morning having breakfast, and I noticed, I was looking at over toward the cash register, and there were two waitresses over there, and they were talking, and they were pointing over toward us. And I said, Dale, I think you've been recognized here. And I said, they're going to come over and want your autograph in a minute. So sure enough, here they came. They said, we were having an argument over here at the cash register. Which one of y'all used to be sheriff of Pulaski County? You know, so, you know, we always enjoyed those stories. And then, Skip, we were called on by 8 or 10 groups from time to time to go around the state. We called it kind of the Antique Roadshow. And we were there. We'd go to Russellville and Hot Springs and Fort Smith and all over. We had no notes, no preparation. We just get up there and talk. And we had a lot of fun doing that. I got where when he couldn't think of the punchline for his stories, I could. And vice versa, he would remember mine when I couldn't remember them. But boy, he was special, and we're going to miss him. And he brought honor to our state.
Thank you.